Welcome to Dollars and Cents, the program that tries to help your dollars make a little more sense. Dollars and Cents is sponsored by CEFQ, not a bank better. And we are very, very excited here at the Minority Business Development Center today because we have our outdoor marketplace from 3 to 7 p.m. outside our office at 2139 Southwest Adams. Ting Street between Adams and Jefferson will be blocked off this afternoon so that the vendors can set up and offer you some of their wares. It's an opportunity for you to not only support our entrepreneurs, but also keep dollars circulating in our community. The Minority Business Development Center, the Black Business Alliance, and WPNV Radio, we are recreating Black Wall Street today. That is the theme. So today we're going to look back on some of the expos that we've had because this is our last one of the year, and we're going to hear from some of the people who have participated so you can get an idea of what you can expect when you come down this afternoon from 3 to 7 p.m. outside the Minority Business Development Center, 2139 Southwest Adams, our last outdoor marketplace of the year, recreating Black Wall Street. And who do I have with me?
Nakia Taylor.
And I saw your table out there. It looks good. What are you bringing to the expo?
Keith's Cosmetics. Yes. Lip gloss, lip balm, lip oils, anything you need for lip moisture.
Keith's Cosmetics. How long have you been doing this?
A little under 6 months.
Okay. How's it going?
So far, so good.
And what kinds of Keys Cosmetics do you have? I mean, what makes Keys Cosmetics special?
Keys Cosmetics is special because everything that's included is all natural, organic oils, and everything that to provide just moisture to your lips, everything you need.
All right, for men and women.
For men and women.
All right.
Lip balm for the guys and lip gloss for the girls.
Very good. Now, why is it important for people to support events like this?
Because it's our own. It's in our neighborhood. It's our Black-owned businesses. And it's good to help everyone. It's just good to help your neighbor. You know, you want to help the ones that are next to you because that's how your business will grow in the end.
All right. Keys Cosmetics. Come on down to the expo. Check her out. And, you know, I hope you don't take this the wrong way, but I'm going to say something. I like your lips.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So who do we have now?
P-Mill Sweet Heat.
Uh-oh, that sounds like some serious sauce.
It's kind of spicy.
It's kind of
serious. It's the best around.
The best around. P-Mill's Sweet Heat. So that implies that this sauce is hot.
Right.
Okay. How long have you been doing this?
I've been cooking for my family for about 3 years, but I just started selling it to the general population last year. So I say about a year I've been selling it and making it for everybody.
And what is it good on?
I make it as a wing sauce, but everybody use it on everything. I've had people tell me they put it on ribs, fish, grilled chicken, barbecue chicken. I even had one lady tell me she put it on the salad for salad dressing.
Oh, wow.
But I make it as a wing sauce.
Okay, P-Mill Sweet Heat, the wing sauce, which can be used, as you say, for almost everything.
Everything. That's why I call it the good sauce.
The good sauce. All right. And you're here at the expo. Why is it important for people to support?
Well, I think we should support our own because we're our biggest complaints that we don't have anything in our communities, but we always go out of the community and shop. So if we can bring it back in, then we can have our own little network and we can keep the money flowing and the economy in our own network constantly be flowing and growing.
All right. P-Mill Sweet Heat. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
And you are?
Lorenzo from Lorenzo's All In Charity Chase.
Lorenzo's All In Charity Chase. Now, what's Lorenzo's All In Charity Chase?
So the All In Charity Chase is a nonprofit organization that's tailored towards the youth. So in some key aspects in it, my team and I try to basically tailor towards. It's just youth development, youth engagement, and just basically continuing trying to set that positive example and role modeling for them while providing them with the resources to continue to develop.
And so when you have a young person under your mentorship, give me two or three things that you tell them to keep them inspired.
And I tell them to always invest in yourself and that you're beneath none. And so with that being said, that do not compare your path to somebody else's, because you are creating your own personal narrative. And the third thing is just always and be curious and don't be afraid to ask questions, because when you ask questions, and that's how you learn. Like, of course, we all gonna make mistakes, but just asking questions and try to be prepared for those mistakes.
All right, we're looking back on some of our past outdoor marketplace events that we have held over the past year, and we want to thank those of you who have come out to support these vendors who have worked hard at developing their craft, candle makers, cosmetics, t-shirts, clothes, purses, shoes, books, you name it. We have some of everything for everyone. We will be here this afternoon from 3 to 7 p.m. outside of our office at 2139 Southwest Adams as we have our last outdoor marketplace of the year. The theme is Recreating Black Wall Street. And for those of you who may not know, you know about the 100-year anniversary of the Tulsa riots, which really put a showcase on just how well-developed the African-American business community was in Tulsa, Oklahoma, to the point where a lot of whites in Tulsa were jealous of the businesses, the barbershops, the banks, the funeral homes, you name it, just streets of black-owned businesses that they called Black Wall Street in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And unfortunately, a sad moment in American history where a white mob, came in and burned that place down to the ground. There are efforts, of course, in Tulsa to rebuild. And we here are acknowledging the great efforts on the part of our ancestors, those brave men and women who not only withstood that, but also have the courage, and their descendants do, to keep that in our nation's memory. Don't ever forget that. And on the positive side, we don't ever want to forget that we have the potential to recreate those same things. We're very proud of Tony Scroggins, who is buying up property along Adams Street. You have a number of pop-up shops that have occurred, not just ours here, but also in other parts of our community, not just on the South Side, but on the East Bluff as well. And we want to encourage all those entrepreneurs and small business owners to take advantage of a meeting that's coming up on Tuesday. You'll be hearing more about it at noon today, as the Minority Business Development Center will host a meeting to talk about some $250 million available in state money for small businesses. But today we are focused on 3 to 7 p.m., from 3 to 7, the last outdoor marketplace of the year. Here's a look back at some of the vendors who have participated in the past.
Hi, I am Chastity Jackson and Debbie Slaughter, and we are It Seems Right. We custom make shirts, t-shirts, hats, aprons, mugs, you name it. We look forward to seeing you.
I like your creative t-shirts. You got some nice sisters. You got a little Kobe over there.
Yes, absolutely. We have Kobe. We have Juice. We have Friday, among other things. Chanel. Yeah, everything you can think of.
Hi, my name is Nairobi Wheeler, and my company is Thriving Developmental Solutions, and I am selling paparazzi jewelry, signature pieces, and I'm also taking orders for my new books that I've co-authored as well.
Hi, I'm Sierra. I am with Ambitious Lips. We have matte lipsticks, lashes, lash pens, and a slew of other vendors down here, and we are very excited.
Recreating Black Wall Street. We want to salute all of those vendors who have participated in our outdoor marketplace events over the last few years. Today is the last one of the year. It'll take place from 3 to 7 p.m. this afternoon. Hey, the weather is perfect today. nice, sunny, mild conditions, upper 70s, not humid. So you're invited to take advantage of the nice weather and take advantage of all of the goods and services that these vendors have to offer from 3 to 7 p.m. Ting Street from Adams to Jefferson will be blocked off for our open marketplace. The theme is recreating Black Wall Street. And you know, right up the street, you have TNT Outlet. The Simmons have opened a convenience store. So if you want to drop through there and patronize them, check out the place, say hello, congratulate them on opening that business, that would be cool too. We want to take this time to acknowledge some of our BBA members, Sherry Gordon Harris, Rogelio, Emanuela Day, Cedric Dockery, and Marla Best, Michelle Sanders, Leo Carey Brown, Diane Hahn with the Wine Vineyard, Michelle Davis, Julio Jones and Michael Teague, James and Cynthia at Simon's Mortuary, along with Florence Gilkerson, Aaron Kilgore, State Farm Agent, Gia Jones and Kelly Stewart with Supreme Accounting, Harold Webster, of course, with Triple Dipple, the Cheesecakes, and Marilyn Woods with the 92nd Buffalo Firearms. And there are others who we'll acknowledge a little later, but we want to encourage you, if you haven't checked out the BBA meetings the first Monday of every month, you don't have to be a member, but it's an opportunity for you to drop in and learn more about business. And this coming Tuesday, as we mentioned before, this coming Tuesday at 6 o'clock, small business owners, you're encouraged to come to the Minority Business Development Center, as we'll be talking about that $250 million that is available in COVID relief money from the state of Illinois. But today, the focus is on the last outdoor marketplace of the year. It'll take place from 3 to 7, right outside our doors at 2139 Southwest Adams. Let's listen in as we salute those vendors who have participated in the past.
This is Charles Minor from It's Minor Things. Please let everyone come out. There are a plethora of vendors out here. It's Minor Things are selling shoes. Please come out. There are a lot of other great things out here. Please tell your friends. Put it on Facebook. Let everyone come on out. Have fun.
Good morning. My name is Doris, and I'm here representing P. Mills for Pierre Miller, the owner and operator of this small business. And we're asking that you all get in here, get in here, get in here.
Hello, this is Shakina with Confident Inc. Check us out. We got some awesome clothing on sale today. Men t-shirts and women t-shirts available. So come and check us out.
Because you spell Confident.
With a K.
With a K. All right, thank you.
A reminder, you're listening to Dollars and Cents on WPNV. Dollars and Cents is sponsored by CEFQ, not a bank better. And today we are featuring some of the folks who have participated in our outdoor marketplaces. Today, from 3 to 7 p.m. outside of our building here at 2139 Southwest Adams, Ting Street will be blocked off as we have the last outdoor marketplace event of the year for our organization. The Minority Business Development Center is here to serve our community, encouraging those small business owners and entrepreneurs to live their dreams. We have business coaching that we do here, contractor development, IT training, and of course, entrepreneurship training, where you come in, map out your business plan, we help you find your location, find finances, help you market your business here with the radio station. And again, we want to remind you about a big meeting coming up on Tuesday at 6 o'clock right here at the Minority Business Development Center, as we'll be talking about that $250 million in state money that is available to businesses that were hard hit by the coronavirus. Today, we want to encourage you to help circulate dollars through our community by supporting these vendors. We want to take a pause to acknowledge some of our BBA members, and we want to feature a couple of interviews that I've done with them. One is Emanuela Day, and the other is State Farm Agent Aaron Kilgore. Check them out. I'm Gary Moore in the WPNV studio with a Black Friday business spotlight. And we are very pleased to have in our studio Emanuel Day with 309 Fashion Crew.
Hello.
You know what? I saw you getting set up at the Juneteenth celebration.
Okay.
And I couldn't stay because I had to go to Chicago.
Okay.
But I saw the pictures and it was awesome.
Yeah, it was good. I'll give you a little synopsis. So 309 Fashion Crew is my brand. From Peoria, hometown girl here. And at the Juneteenth fashion show, we had the best time. It was me and my two kids, ages 5 and 6. My husband's recording down at the end of the runway. And what we did, we're launching a hand-painted line in the fall. And so what we did is we were creating fashion on the spot. We were painting. We had models. Oh my goodness!
Creating fashion on the spot.
We were so
you're an artist.
Yeah, I'm an artist. I would say business is definitely a medium of mine for sure, and so that definitely extends into fashion.
So look, take me back to the beginning of the concept. How did you come up with 309 Fashion Crew?
Okay, so 309 Central Illinois, you know, that's our area code. Originally the inspiration happened, my husband and I moved out to Los Angeles for a while. And when we came back, it was just such a richness of experience. Just coming down 74, seeing that skyline, you know, just remembering all of the experiences that I've had. I'm from Peoria, but, you know, we're all Central Illinois. Mm-hmm. We're all kind of connected here. And so it's just 309 Fashion Crew. It's a creative collective. It highlights the spirit of home. We're trying to create a circular economy a little bit faster.
I'm glad you said that because, as you know, one of the missions here at the Minority Business Development Center with the Black Business Alliance is to encourage people to support entrepreneurs like yourself so that we can circulate dollars in our community. Expound on that.
Okay, so I've got a decent history. I've taken a nice foray into the fashion industry. I started doing runway in Chicago when I was about 14, and I've been doing modeling since then. You name it, I've done it. We've done catalog, more high fashion type stuff, runway, e-commerce. And so one thing that I love about Peoria is that it's full of people who have gone and got some experience and come back. Mm-hmm. And so being in the fashion industry, I can say right now, hey, y'all, I've got these t-shirts. Somebody needs to print the t-shirts. I need models for the t-shirts. I need designers, graphic designers, editors, videographers.
And they're all right here.
Right. Everybody's here in Peoria. And so, and in Central Illinois. And so I really just want to get everybody together, kind of organized under this brand that I'm strongly pushing, just so we can all start to enjoy a higher quality of life.
You're connecting those dots from a networking standpoint.
Definitely. And fashion is something, man, everybody can get with.
We got to wear clothes, right?
I mean, it's true. And I love about Black culture how we have collectively decided that how we present into the world matters, mm-hmm. you know, and mm-hmm. the way we send out our kids, you know, it matters.
Right.
And, you know, it's just, it's delightful making creative fashion choices. And that's what 309 Fashion Crew is all about.
I love it. And I see a box over there that has some t-shirts on it. So I'm going to look in the box.
Definitely. Let me show you, actually. So,
well, since it's radio.
Okay.
See, nobody's going to be able to see it.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to describe it, though. I'm going to describe it in such an excellent way.
Okay. She is scooting over to the box. She She is opening the box.
No, hold on, wait. You got to describe what I look like first. Okay. Okay, now look. So this is me, Emmanuel Day. I'm probably about 5'8", slim. I've got wild hair just out to there. And so
wild hair out to there.
Hey Bailey, hey bro, if you guys are listening. So I'm going to tell you right now, anybody can go on 309fashioncrew.com and check out the collections that we currently have available. One of the collections that I feel very passionate about is our monochrome collection, okay? And now this is just straight up black and white. It's either white on black or black on white. Because one of the things about me as a designer is that I'm very to the point and direct. We're either going to move this way or that way. And that's a way that I like to move in business, too. And it makes me feel good to be confident in that way.
Yeah.
And so I like for my, you know, I'm building my business for my kids. So I'm always trying to demonstrate to them the appropriate way to move in business. So all we've right. got this monochrome collection. So
we're running out of time. Real quick, okay. Describe that.
So I've got, it's an all-white, very carefully selected fabric.
Feels good.
We've got, it's soft, it's washable. You can tie dye with it. You can easily wash it and dry it. It's just, it's overall a high quality piece.
I love it. Definitely. I love it. I would rock that in a minute. Any other way to access you?
So 309fashioncrew.com, if you're looking to purchase merch, if you're looking to see what we've got going on, we're on all of the socials. And if you want to collaborate directly with us, if you're a model or a designer or any kind of artist, we'd love to collaborate with you. Send us an email to 309fashioncrew@gmail.com.
All right, Emmanuel, always a pleasure to talk with you.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. I'm Gary Moore in the WPNV studio with a Black Friday business spotlight. And it is always a pleasure to talk with Aaron Kilgore. He is, of course, our State Farm agent extraordinaire. And he's here to tell us about his business and services for you. We think of State Farm, and I think of those Jake at State Farm commercials.
Of course.
So you are our Jake.
I will gladly take that. Yes, I will be Jake in any form possible. Absolutely.
One of the things that we learn when we watch Jake at State Farm is that besides insurance, there are a number of different things that State Farm agents offer. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, so when people think of State Farm, obviously the first thing they think about is insurance, auto insurance, homeowners insurance, renters insurance, things of that nature, life insurance. We do have short-term disability and long-term disability and other health-type products. But one thing that we got into and State Farm has been paying attention to is financial services and financial products. So the life insurance aspect of it has a piece of that financial products, but it's also expanded to mutual funds, retirement planning. So we do have, I am an agent that has a Series 6 and 63 license, IM Securities license. And so I am able to offer retirement planning. We have, we are associated with BlackRock funds. We're also associated with American funds, two very strong fund families that we are able to offer. State Farm used to have a bank, and that bank has been dissolved as of last year, but our alliance is now with U.S. Bank. So we have banking products through our U.S. Bank alliance. Where we can do checking, savings, money market, CDs, things of that nature.
So it's a one-stop shop.
It really is. Yeah, it really is.
And you pride yourself on dealing with people in different economic situations. So if I'm a college student or just got out of college and I'm looking to the future and trying to build some wealth, or if I'm married or just got married and I got a kid, and I'm looking to find my way financially, or I'm trying to buy a house, or et cetera. Whatever strata you're in, you could probably sit down with that person and work out a financial plan or an insurance plan.
Exactly right, yeah. So it doesn't matter where you are, how you're starting. We talk to teenagers. We talk to young people who are leaving high school and maybe going into a trade. We talk to people who are leaving college or have gotten out of or starting another phase of life, wherever it is, and then retirement. We talk to people not only going into retirement, but also in their retirement. So it is truly about the spectrum, and we are able to help all of those within the spectrum to make sure that they are protected, that we're protecting their assets, that they are accumulating along the way, whatever those assets may be, but that we're also investing for their future and making sure that they are doing what's right for themselves so that they can live the life that they've always imagined.
Talk to me about the importance of having insurance. Mm-hmm. Because, as you know, unfortunately, a lot of times in our community, someone passes away unexpectedly, and the community kind of gathers around in a noble way, in a beautiful way of coming together and raising money, but it doesn't have to be that way.
So true. So a lot of times people think of insurance just as auto and homeowners insurance or renters insurance, but life insurance is so important. It is a way that not only are families able to deal with the grief on their own terms, because they don't have to worry about the financial burden that comes with what happens when a loved one passes away and they don't have the financial needs. It gives them peace of mind, and it also helps to build wealth. We understand that with life insurance, as that is that's a mechanism to help build and transfer wealth from generation to generation.
Aaron Kilgore, if anyone wants to get in contact with you and have you patch them in and have a three-way conversation with Jake, because I'd love to meet Jake, and I know you know him.
Yes, okay? Yes, personally, yeah. And Aaron Rodgers, the whole everybody, they come over frequently.
So. If anybody wants to get in contact with you, how may they do that?
They can contact me. The office is located at 3805 North Sterling Avenue. That's Peoria. The office number is 309-685-7111. Again, 309-685-7111. And if they want to email me, they can email me at aaron@aaronismyagent.com. Aaron is my agent, all one phrase. So, and they can also look me up online, and they can look our office up online, and they can contact us that way as well.
Very good. Aaron Kilgore, always a pleasure to talk with you. And also, for people who may not know, Aaron Kilgore, very instrumental with 100 Black Men organization, mentoring young people, very dedicated to our youth. Thanks for stopping by the studio.
Thank you, sir. Always a pleasure.
BBA members, Aaron Kilgore and Emanuela Day. We want to remind you, today is the last day of our outdoor marketplace events this year. It'll be held from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. outside the Minority Business Development Center, located at 2139 Southwest Adams. You are invited to come and check out the vendors and help keep dollars circulating in our community. Again, that's 3 to 7. Ting Street will be blocked off from Adams to Jefferson as we recreate Black Wall Street. You've been listening to Dollars and Cents. Dollars and Cents is sponsored by CEFQ, not a bank better. Dollars and Cents airs at 9 a.m. on Saturday and is rebroadcast at 6:30 p.m. Sunday. Thanks again for listening. Money, money, money.